Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
If I suggested that Germany had a better way to organize its government than we do, my greatest generation parents would turn over in their graves. But let's look at what happened in the aftermath of the recent national elections in both countries. In our country, the two major political parties battled it out, electing a president from the Democratic Party and a divided legislative body. While the Electoral College results gave Barack Obama a decisive victory, the reported popular vote was much closer, just about 4 percentage points. And in the House of Representatives, the total popular vote, although much closer, also favored the Democrats by about 1 percentage point. But of course, the Republicans won a decisive victory in the number of seats, 234 to 201 for the Democrats. Anyway, the closeness of the popular vote showed that we're sharply divided on which political party we would choose to run our government. But surely none of us intended the confrontational government logjam that resulted from our votes. And of course, we're proud of the complicated system of checks and balances that the drafters of our Constitution designed. But when those checks and balances combined with the hardline partisanship of both political parties to cripple the government's ability to function effectively, we might swallow our pride and look at other options. For instance, in Germany, like our 2012 elections, Germany's recent elections were hard fought. Results, however, were more decisive. In the multi-party election, Angela Merkel's moderate conservative Democrats won almost 42% of the popular vote, compared with about 26% won by their major competitor, the Social Democrats. The press characterized those results as a landslide victory for Merkel's party, but she was 5 seats short of a majority in the German parliament. So the center-left Social Democrats, which won many fewer seats, but if they'd been willing to combine with the Green Party and a very far-left political party, they could have put together a working majority in the parliament and led the German government. But instead of trying to lead such a hard-left government, the Social Democrats have tentatively opted to join a grand coalition led by Merkel. Her conservative party has moved towards the center, and its moderate position gave it greater voter appeal across the German electorate. But meanwhile, the Social Democrats have also moved towards the middle, away from the hard-left parties. Their labor union and other liberal supporters may be skeptical of the pending partnership with Merkel, but she has made some liberal-sounding promises like a higher minimum wage, $11.50 an hour, and lower Social Security retirement age for some workers, and investments in education, infrastructure projects, and non-nuclear energy. So assuming the Social Democrats give final approval, Germany is in line for several years of moderately conservative progressive government, one that is stable and able to function decisively when necessary, under a coalition that represents more than 2/3 of the German voters. Now that's something that even the most patriotic American could envy. This is D.G. Martin.